Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Schroeder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Cline reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cline moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Banks steals second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schroeder moves to third. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haller moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCovey. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. McCovey steals second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Klein. Santo reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klein strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. McCovey moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Bob Schroeder. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Fuentes moves to second. One out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuentes scores. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Rob Gardner now pitching. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Tom Haller. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. Cline goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Frank Johnson pinch runs for Jack Hyatt. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Hart moves to third. It's 6-2, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Ray Hart now playing left field. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Jim Davenport now PL Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Randy Hundley. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.